Hey, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
She just won't let me alone. She's making me nuts. It's like I'm not crazy enough. I got to deal with
You're
it.
A crazy man.
I gotta fend off Madonna. Get me out of here. I'm like a lunatic.
You're a lunatic from Mars.
I feel like it. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
All right, we're on. Okay.
Yeah.
Say hello to Jim Carrey, everybody.
Woo!
Speaking of lunatics, I bet you get a lot of that, huh?
Sure, you're going to get that.
Al and Jim, kind of like Dumb and Dumber Part 2, huh? Is that wild? Dumb and Dumber Part 2, I like that. This is your first Fool's Parade, Jim, and unfortunately going to be your last. You know, it's a final Fool's Parade.
Oh, really?
Are you having a good time?
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It's fantastic. It gets more and more unbelievable every year. It is.
It's fun.
What's all this? I'm reading about the surgery on your penis.
Mm-hmm.
Is this for real, or is this just some kind of...
Completely, it's a scientific fact.
But now, this wasn't a penile enlargement thing, right? I mean, as I understand it, you have the thing reduced, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother you to talk about this, does it?
No, not at all.
I'll tell you, it bothers me. So, I mean, when they said Jim Carrey was like the biggest dick in Hollywood, this was this was more of a physical observation than like a comment on your being... like tough to work with or something. Now that I think about this, you did have a hell of a bulge there in that outfit, the one that lit up, the one you wore there at Batman.
It was an unforgiving suit.
I'll bet. Well, what was the problem? I mean, you can't tell me that one day you just thought, I gotta get this thing reduced. I mean, this is a problem every man dreams of having, you know?
It is. It's like a shillelagh. I mean, it's a weapon, you know? So I paralyzed my arm several times and, like...
Really?
You know, it goes through windows and takes chunks out of the ceiling.
Now you're exaggerating, right, Jim? Come on. But what about your girlfriends? Now, were they disappointed or did they want you to do it?
No, they were fine with that.
Really? I find that very surprising. So you have that. You have the operation, and how is it now? I mean, are you happy with your new size?
You know, in the process of learning how to, you know, throw this thing around, I...
So to speak.
Yeah.
So how'd you get used to the damn thing anyway?
I just lived with it for about a month and a half. I just, everywhere I walked out, you know,
walked
out of my bedroom for breakfast in the morning.
I get the picture. I'm not so sure that's a picture I want to have either.
It's fun.
So now I guess this is like the new rage out there in Hollywood, all you wacky nuts getting the old penile reduction surgery.
I think since Tom Hanks and Robin Williams.
You kid me. Hanks and Robin Williams?
They've really broken down doors.
Hey, you know what this makes me think of? Remember the name of that character Tom Hanks played, you know, when he did that Toy Story? His name was Woody. You believe that? Woody?
Yeah.
You're a crazy
man. Listen.
You're nuts.
I'll tell you what. Let me show you something here.
Yeah.
Okay? Here. Excuse me. Here, take a look. You tell me.
Oh,
you're the expert. You tell me. Am I like a candidate for this thing?
You got pimples on your butt.
Hold on just a second. Let me turn around here. Oh.
Oh. All right.
Hey, excuse me, Jim. I'm sorry. I didn't expect to do that. It's kind of a surprise for me, too. But I'll tell you what. I think...
get up.
Why don't we just...
Get a breath of fresh air. Yeah,
that's a good idea. Breath of fresh air.
Freak.
I'm sorry, man. Hey, Jim, wait a minute. Hey, come on, Jim. This is thoroughly embarrassing. Let's just go back upstairs. I want to say. Jim?